Good morning, everybody. Let us start our EMP with a word of prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for good day that you have given to us. The weather is cold. Please prepare our body to cover this kind of weather. And also, we pray not only physical body, but also we pray for our spiritual body this morning so that you can feel your word for our body. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Let us open our Bible. We continue to read from 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 to 6. My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation of our sins, and not for our sins only, but also for those of the whole world. By this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandment. The one who say, I have come to know him and does not keep his commandment is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keep his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in him. The one who say he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. So, brothers and sisters, remember the main theme of 1 John. We can see on 1 John 3:1. Yeah, 1 John 3:1. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. Yeah. When John talked about eternal life, John talked about fellowship with God. So fellowship with God is the first privilege that we get when we believe Jesus Christ. When we believe Jesus Christ, our sin has forgiven by God, and then start from that point, we have fellowship with God. But then, brothers and sisters, on chapter 2, John said, I'm writing this thing to you so that you may not sin. He repeat again, repeat what? Repeat why our fellowship with God has broken. Remember the first fellowship between human and God, Adam and Eve, the good fellowship have broken because of sins. That's why John said, I write this thing so you may not to sin. That means if you have sins, then you will break this fellowship with God. Of course, brothers and sisters, if we see the results of sins for believer, we get pain. If we do sin, in the beginning we are happy, but at the end we have pain, and then we sad. Yeah, we sad. And then after that, the most important, what I say in the beginning, we broke the fellowship with God. Look at that in the Old Testament, how David, he did sin. After he did sin, he feel pain, and then sad, and then broke fellowship with God. So in this condition, John really mentioned it to the church, don't do sin. But brothers and sisters, John know, as a human, we also have weakness. Yeah, I believe everybody in this room, and then whoever here, this program, after they believe Jesus Christ, sometimes we fall to some sin. Or maybe we still struggle with some area regarding sins. Yeah. In this area, when we look at back, we sometimes feel, oh, I'm not good enough. Yeah, I'm not good enough. No. Don't ask me to lead the worship. Don't ask me to do this. I still have some sin. And then this kind of condition brought us to hide ourselves. Similar like Adam and Eve, when they do sin, they hide themselves. And then the long we hide ourselves, the long we far from the fellowship. John didn't want believers have this kind of condition. Yeah. That's why he said that, okay, if anyone sins, we have an advocate, the righteous, and the propitiation, which is Jesus. This sentence doesn't mean that he okay with every believer to do sin. Yeah. Oh yeah, it's okay. Sunday you are holy. Monday and Friday you can do whatever you do. No, it doesn't mean this point. But this point said, in your weakness, you can do sin. But remember, please, quick come back. Don't stay in that area. When you quick come back, ask forgiveness from God. And then we have Jesus, the advocate, the righteous, and the propitiation. Propitiation means what Jesus did have effect for eternal, especially regarding our sins. That means Jesus like a good father, yeah, and then put a credit card, in the hotel, and then the father told his son, you can eat everything, I pay for you, but don't do something wrong. But still, the son naughty, and then the son broke the glasses or something like that, and then with this credit card, the son no need to hide himself, just confess, and then you get paid by this credit card. Similar, we have insurance. But remember, brothers and sisters, remember, in the beginning, John said, don't do sin. Yeah? Because when you do sin, you have this kind of feeling, pain, sad, and then lose fellowship. Yeah? You know what I mean. For example, in our spiritual life, when we do meditation, when we have sin or something that we hide, oh, that attack come and very, very disturbing our fellowship with God. Whenever we say, Father, we love you, and then the enemy say, no, you are not love God. You hide this one, until you confess. And then John said, when you confess, remember, we have Jesus who paid all our sin. Not only that, John said, but also for those of the whole world. We cannot interpret this sentence and say that Christianity is universalism. Universalism, that means Jesus died on the cross and then the whole people can be saved. Yeah. No matter you believe or not, because of the effect of his death. This sentence means Jesus offered forgiveness for the whole world, but the one who get forgiveness is the one who believe in him. Yeah. Okay. For example, I see from Facebook a video. A guy can cut the hair very, very good. His skill is amazing. Yeah. He said, I will offer free hair cutting for anyone. Yeah. And then there is an old guy outside the shop. That old guy cannot get free cutting unless he come and then ask, please cut my hair. Similar, Jesus offer forgiveness for the whole world, but the person who get forgiveness only if you come and take. So personal decision is the key to get salvation, forgiveness from Jesus. If you don't make this kind of decision, so there is no point his died for you only when you ask for forgiveness. Now, verse 3. By this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandment. Now he talk about knowing God. Yeah. So knowing God is the first experience after we believe Jesus Christ. First experience. No one can know God unless through Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is God representative for all human. Many people, when talk about knowing God, most of them talk about knowledge, most of them talk about experience, maybe, yeah. Most of them talk other thing, but John told us there are three things that you need to have if you talk about knowing God. Number one, knowing God means obey him. Here he said, to know him if we keep his commandments. So if you say, I know God, then you keep his commandment. Keep commandments is a proof that we can tell people, tell ourselves, and tell God that I know you. I keep this commandment not because for my own advantage, but I keep this commandment because I know you. I know you. I trust you. Because I know you and I trust you, so I keep this commandment. This number one. Number two, knowing God means to love him. I remember long time ago, my wife, long time ago, my girlfriend, want to know how I know her and how I love her. That night was Saturday night. Yeah, that means tomorrow is Sunday. I was preaching in North Jakarta, Kelapa Gading. Yeah. And then after I preach, she texts me, please come to visit me. I said, I finished preaching around 9 p.m. Then from North Jakarta, I need to ride motorcycle to your place, which is West Jakarta. Yeah, it takes around 1 hour riding. He didn't say anything. She just said, please come. Why, yeah. That's make problem for me. And then I'm thinking, after I arrive at West Jakarta, I need to go back to Central Jakarta, which is 12 midnight. I need to take shower because the air pollution is dirty. I need to clean all my face, my hair. So what time I need to sleep? But she said, come and visit me. I only have two options. Obey or not obey. Yeah. Then I said, okay. I ride motorcycle and arrive around 10 something. And then when I arrive, her house, similar like Chinese building house, walk up the house, and from the second floor, open the window, I say, I already arrived. Oh yeah, I'm happy. Go home, go home, go home. Just say like, go home, go home. Then after that moment, she never asks, do you love me? You know what I mean? She never, because she know that I love her. No need to prove anything. So brothers and sisters, to know him means to obey him. To know means to love him. So how we love him? By obey him. How we obey him? By keep his commandment. That's mean to know him. Yeah. You can pass GAC. You can pass experience God class. But if you don't obey or keep his word, then everything become nothing. So GIC, EG class, is the footstep that bring us to obey him and to love him. Now the last part of to know him, John said on verse 6, the one who say he abide in him, ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. To know him means to be imitated with Jesus. Yeah, the Bible said, the same manner as he walked. The same manner as he walked. Indonesian get the champion in men's group badminton. Anyone play badminton in this room? Yeah, I play badminton. And then before Indonesian go to semi-final and final, they beat Malaysia. So Malaysia and Indonesia always fighting in badminton. And then the style of Malaysian people, player and Indonesian player, almost similar, because the coach of Malaysian player come from Indonesia. Yeah. So the coach of Malaysian player and the coach of Indonesian player, they all brother, friend. Yeah. They come from the same coach. No wonder, because come from the same coach, all player almost similar, different with China player, different with Denmark player. They come from the first player. Yeah. Because they come from the first player, then all player similar with the first one. Because all player know who is the first one. Now, brothers and sisters, if we say that we know him, yeah, we all believer have a same teacher, have same guidance, have same model, then the point is we need to have imitate Jesus. What that is mean? We live similar with Jesus. we need to go back to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 5 to 8. Now, I only read verse 8. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to point of death, even death on the cross. We get 2 points from verse 8. Humble himself and obedience. If you say that you know him, Jesus is your model, then you need to have these 2 points. Humble and obedience. On our 15th anniversary, we invite Pastor Lisa to speak about the topic is be mature. And then before I heard this message, maybe similar with all of you, when we talk about mature Christian, that means we know the Bible, we can do everything, we give offering, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but Pastor Lisa remind us, be marchers mean first, be humble, second, be patient. Number 3, keep growing in Christ. So after this, hear this message, I go back to the Bible. Oh yes, oh yes. Marcher people is live same like Jesus. When we live same like Jesus, remember this point. Be humble, then be obedient. By live with this kind of living, we show the world that Jesus is in our heart. By live with this kind of life, then we prove ourselves to the world and to God that we know him. It's very simple, brothers and sisters. That's the meaning of to know him. So this morning we have 2 points. First point, do not do sins. Second point, what is the meaning of to know him? Yeah. So let us meditate what we heard this morning. How is your spiritual life? Yeah. How is your spiritual life? If you still live in sins, then for sure you don't get harmonies, you don't get peaceful, joyful fellowship with God. Today is the time for us to kick out everything. Today is the time for us to confess our sins and come to him. The second point, you said that I know him. If you said that you know him, it's very simple. Let us evaluate our life. If you say that you know him, it's very simple. 3 points. First, do you obey him? Second, do you love him? The third, how you walk? Yeah. Are you similar with Jesus? If yes, keep going. Yeah, keep going. This is the way we should live. May Holy Spirit help us in our knowing journey day by day, so that we become likeness with Jesus. Fellowship with you. Even you know that our power, ability is limited. Sometimes we fall to sins, but Jesus Christ offers perfect propitiation for us. That is our insurance to come back to you. No matter how far we go away from you, you still open hand to receive us. Thank you, Father. The second point in our fellowship with you, we have opportunity to know you more. Yeah, know you mean obey and trust you. Know you mean to love you. Know you means to have the likeness with Jesus. We walk in this kind of knowing. Please guide us step by step, Father. Holy Spirit, control, take over our heart, mind, and body, so that every time we walk in the knowing of you. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us spend our time this morning. Yeah, we pray for community who have cancer, who fighting with chemotherapy. We pray that God bring healing for them. Let us pray. Also for spiritual body, we pray that they allow Jesus enter their heart. We pray for salvation. We pray for people around them who have believed Jesus. Always share Jesus for them. Let's pray together. Brothers and sister community who are in infirmities condition, whatever they feel, they suffer, God can take all the disease from their body. Let's pray together. for brothers and sisters who are looking for new job, better job. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. Let's pray together. Brothers and sisters, we focus our morning prayer for mission work. We pray for China. You know that we have SP Beijing and also SP Shanghai. We pray that God lead Pastor Hensu, Pastor Ricky, and churches in China to always share the gospel for people around them. Let's pray together. For our board, Pastor Sam, Pinet, Kiwan, and all the people who are sitting in our board of director, we pray that God will bless them, lead them in leading SP. Let's pray together. Also pray for Young Adult Fellowship, Men Ministry and Women Ministry. We pray that all fellowship bring the member closer to God. Praying for SP 2.0, yeah, building resources, yeah. Anything that we need, God will prepare. Especially in time of COVID, we can extend our ministry through media online, yeah, so that people can see how God work among SP. Nancy mom into God's hand. We pray that God will keep and bless them one by one. Let's pray together. Pray for house church activity tonight. There are 10 house church group. We pray that God bless all house church. They can share, they can have fellowship, and also they keep commitment growing together through house church. Let's pray together. Father Lord Jesus, thank you for good time that you have given to us. A time to hear the message, a time to have fellowship with you, a time to pray for many things. And now we put ourselves, our life into your hand once we leave the church. Please keep lead us step by step in our spiritual life, in our job, in our daily life. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a nice day. God bless you.